Today we will empower women to achieve economic independence again. How? Through networking, communication, guidance, and maybe some good dresses. As we talk today about Dress for Success Association, which is curious to me as well, but I think it might be even more curious after you hear what Rachel Tress is going to tell you this. Rachel is joining me today and I'm so happy and glad that she came. Welcome, Rachel, and thank you very much for coming.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you, Juliet.
Thank you. So let's start with the idea that people maybe want to know something about you. So tell us about you personally, something that you would like to.
Okay, me personally. So I've been in Luxembourg for 32 years, mm-hmm. long time now. First of all, worked in asset management and marketing, financial industry, and then actually moved to set up a recruitment company.
Interesting.
Here in Luxembourg. And then when my daughter was born, I moved into the learning and development side, and we now support organisations with coaching and learning to make leaders more wonderful people.
Nice. Dress for Success.
Yeah.
When it started and how? What idea was behind this?
So it started 10 years ago. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary. And it was the idea of the wonderful Jill Griffin. So Jill's a very good friend of mine. And she'd listened to something on the radio about an organization in the USA called Dress for Success. And thought, do you know what? This is something I think that would Luxembourg really, really needs. And she gathered a few of us together, some of the people that she thought could really help and support. And I remember at the time thinking, I'm not sure Luxembourg really needs this. I can see other countries needing it, but I'm not sure that Luxembourg does. Mm-hmm. And as we did our work and as we did our research and started the process, I recognised that Luxembourg needs it as much as
yes.
any other country in the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, because Dress for Success, when it comes to the name of the association in my head is like, you're dressing up someone, but for what? Who are the people who are searching for to be dressed for success?
Yeah, so it started in the beginning. You know, it could be any woman. It could be somebody who's starting their career and maybe doesn't have the confidence mm-hmm. to know, you know, what is the world I'm going into? You know, how do I need to look? How do I need to present myself? How do I need to speak at an interview? Or it could be somebody who's maybe, you know, they've been out of work for 20 years. Maybe mm-hmm. they've gone through a divorce and suddenly...
And it's hard to come back.
It's hard to come back and they've really lost their confidence.
Confidence. Mm-hmm.
So it started with that. And then since that, we've worked on programs like Work Readiness Program, where we've supported 357 migrant and refugee women who've been accompanied through our Work Readiness Program. Obviously, many of those from some of the, you know, hit areas like Syria and
yes.
Ukraine, etc. Mm-hmm. We've got over 150 volunteers. I mean, honestly, you know, this could not be done without Isabel, who's our incredible office manager, and without all of those volunteers from many, many corporations through Luxembourg. And it's only through them that we can do what we do. And amazingly, 55% of the people that we've supported have gone on to find professional activity and integration.
I was going
to Luxembourg.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what was the success behind Dress for Success? Because people, do you have any stories? Like maybe you know someone who's like been helped by your association, and then they found their way and their achievement
yeah.
of goals.
So I was at a wonderful present. So every year when we go through the Work Readiness Program, we hand out certificates and.
Mm-hmm.
This time there was somebody from the Ukraine who actually, you know, told about the mentorship she'd had from somebody, you know, working in a corporate. And, you know, her story really brought, you know, the audience to tears because, you know, you could tell that it was only through that support of Dress for Success that mm-hmm, she'd managed mm-hmm. to have the confidence to do what she needed to do. We're also supported by the ministry. So, you know, hats off to the ministry here in Luxembourg for really supporting us and the Administration de l'Emploi. Isabelle Schlesser, the head of the Administration de l'Emploi, has been a fantastic supporter of Dress for Success. So, again, we're really blessed by being able to harness Luxembourg and some of those great corporations in Luxembourg that support what we do.
But Rachel, tell us, how does it happen? Do you have specific places where people can come up for this outfit or even for your coaching and for your redirection? Do you have a proper place or boutiques, or how does it happen?
So typically they'd contact us. So if they put into Google Dress for Success Luxembourg, they'll have all of the contact details on there. Or it could be, because we've got a great relationship with the Administration de l'Emploi, they would have a great relationship with Isabel, and they're working constantly to say, you know, we've got these kinds of profiles, and these kinds of profiles would be suitable for the work readiness program, or this is somebody who just needs that individual support. So so between those two profiles, that's where those people, if there's anybody out there that feels that they need that support and feels that they need that help, then please reach out to Isabel. Just Google Dress for Success Luxembourg. The email address will be there, and she's an incredible woman and be delighted to support.
How can other people can contribute to this?
So if there are any corporations out there, clearly it's sponsorship that we're funded by, it's volunteers that we're supported by. So either organizations can reach out to us and say, you know, look, we can help support you, we can donate some money to help you continue doing the work that you do. Or do you know what? We've actually got some people in our organization that could spend, you know, maybe an hour a month to be a mentor for somebody who really needs that mentorship and support. And that, for me, being an executive coach as well, is one of the most important gifts, that somebody is actually forming that sort of partnership with that individual and supporting them.
True. What would be your message to those newcomers, women, but both men, because we know they also exist there. We tend to speak only about women. What would be your message to those newcomers who are trying to integrate into this job market and to find their path?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is if they did need some support with Dress for Success, then you know, please do contact us. That's what we're there for. That's what we're there to support. The Administration de l'Emploi does an amazing job as well. But I, as an executive coach, would also be recommending them to use LinkedIn, make sure that, you know, they've got a good profile on LinkedIn, and you just have the confidence to reach out to those organizations and tell the organization who they are and what they are. But, you know, we're there to support when perhaps the confidence is lacking and they're needing a little bit of support and guidance, because, you know, it's never easy, particularly if Luxembourg is a new country for you.
Any project that you've been proud of?
Yeah, so the Work Readiness Programme, as I said, is a wonderful programme. So the way it works is there's 5 workshops. So we conduct CV and interviews. So we're helping people with a workshop on CV and interviews, looking at people's personal strengths so that they can boost their own job searches. Again, helping with them with their LinkedIn profile. So again, one of those workshops is specifically focused on that. Then a little bit about work and your rights, because every country is different.
Yes.
So we support them with that. And then the dress code. So the dressing part, you know, I think the name Dress for Success could probably do with a rebrand, because it's so much more than dressing. And then there's that one-to-one mentoring that I just mentioned, so where there's at least 4 meetings with a volunteer. And then finally, there's that wonderful certificate with graduation. And again, those graduation ceremonies can only happen because they're sponsored by some amazing organisations here in Luxembourg that say, do you know what? You know, we believe in this and we're happy to sponsor.
Rachel, I am so happy that you came and introduced our Dress for Success Association. This is something curious for everyone, probably, and those who are looking for some power, some confidence, a bit of like guiding, at least in a new country. As you said, it's good to know that there is Dress for Success, which exists in Luxembourg, and they can be helped by you. Maybe for those who wants to integrate, do you have any success? Because you've been living here for many years. Is there any recipe for integration faster and smoother?
I would say, you know, Luxembourg is this incredible multicultural place. And, you know, we say in the planet there are 6 degrees of separation. Well, in Luxembourg, it's probably 2 degrees of separation. So, you know, Luxembourg is an amazing opportunity. So, go out, meet people, network, shake hands. It's incredible the people that you can meet just by doing that. And be kind. You know, we live in this very hardcore technological world. I think the kind of support that we can get from both women and men in this country is really incredible. So get out there and talk and be kind.
Thank you. Thank you. This was very insightful and powerful for everyone hearing this. Yes, wish you success with your projects, with your team. And I'm probably sure that I want to be sure of this, that we're going to meet again here with other topics as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Juliet, for having Dress for Success on the show.
Thank you.